The country's energy providers have proposed a 168% weighted average increase in tariffs for 2013. This, they say, is due to the rising cost of production as a result of current economic rates. This was announced at a stakeholders' meeting on the 2013 major tariff review process in Accra. Abraham Donko has the details.
The meeting, which was at the initiative of the Public Utilities Regulatory Commission, PURC, brought together members of the Parliamentary Select Committees on Energy and Mines and Works and Housing, as well as managers of the utility companies. The managers took turns to explain their reasons for proposing such huge increases in tariffs. The Electricity Company of Ghana, GRIDCO, and the Volta River Authority justified their case mainly on indicators such as inflation, cost of borrowing and its impact on production, and exchange rates. They contended that the projections were made based on the exchange rates of 2010, the last time tariffs were adjusted by 89%. The VRA says the heavy dependence on thermal power generation has significantly increased production cost. Its chief executive, Kwikwa Watri, noted that the unavailability of natural gas, which has forced the VRA to rely heavily on light crude, is a source of concern. Most of the MPs who were against the upward adjustment criticized utility companies for providing poor services. They claimed that the current state of affairs does not warrant the adjustment. To the chairman of the technical committee of the PURC, Moses Asaga, the utilities have lost their integrity. They should put their houses in order by reducing losses and offer quality services. Mr. Asaga said Ghanaians are not happy, especially with the current power rationing regime. The ECG is proposing a 214% increase, GRIDCO 40% and VRA 128%. The weighted average, or the end user impact, amounts to 168%. The PURC is engaging other stakeholders on the proposed adjustments for their output.
Abraham Donko reporting.